6:14, an hour later on the tweet.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
There is a 185 guest room hotel that, and I quote, will be unlike anything on offer in Australia's hotel market and will offer a level of bespoke luxury not available on the Gold Coast.
What?
Okay, now this is
where?
Coming to Bud's Beach.
Bud's Beach.
The Le Pelago, if I'm saying that right, Le Pelago or Le Pelago project. It's by Melbourne-based developer Tim Gurner.
Oh, Gurns.
$1.7 billion.
Whoa.
So that's just near the Marriott there.
Yes, and this is going to be completed in 2025.
Holy hell.
I want to go there already. I can't afford to, but I really want to go there.
I can't afford to drive past it.
To say it's going to be matched with anything that is around Australia and the best on the Gold Coast, that's a big call because there's some cracking places, and we know the stars building at the moment. Like, there's some unbelievable places out there.
Yeah, so it's the St. Regis brand of hotel that they're bringing here. And I was just going to say, the owl's rolling his eyes. So Tim Gurner and his wife have been to the one in New York every single year. He absolutely loves the brand, and that's why he's it's aligned with the Marriott. Go again, go.
He believes in it.
Oh, one more thing. I have nothing more.
There is a total fire ban today. Again, it was on yesterday, and that includes, because we had to look it up ourselves, because you know how you got your open fires out the backyard, your fire pits?
Sure.
No fire pits. Pizza
Not
ovens.
Not at all.
No, pizza ovens are questionable, those ones that have live fires. So I say just don't light fires. No. They have a total fire ban. Make sure, surely you can cook other ways, and don't have any fires, because we know if they do get out of control, there's a lot of growth around at the moment, and they'll be hard to contain. So fire ban here on the Gold Coast.
There we go. Interesting. Love the early part of November. Gee, you see some putrid moustaches on the news, and Tommy Tate's sporting one at the moment, halfway through a moustache. Spider Herbert the same, all with their November Australian fast bowler DK Lilly moustaches. I love them.
Or a Village People tribute show.
Oh, there you go. It's wherever you want it to be.
Freddie Mercury.
But I'll tell you where they would play, at the boutique stadium that Tom Tate wants to build. You know how you were talking about Southport Sharks might be getting a footy stadium?
Well, they are.
And Pizzy Park might too.
Yep.
Well, they wouldn't be purpose-built arenas for bands. They would be, obviously, footy stadiums.
Yep.
So Tom Tate was hinting yesterday that the new owner of the Bruce Bishop car park might assent to building one there so that everyone can public transport
to it. Perfect position.
And you'd have a 15,000 seater there, they reckon, and have big bands there.
Why didn't Tom think of this when the Surfers Paradise Bowls Club was up for grabs and there was a lot of controversy around that?
No, we'll have to ask him.
Ooh.
I love how Spider's voice goes, like, no controversy around that.
That's what it sounds like when he lobs a hand grenade.
Yes.
And that is what you need to know.